Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, wonderful approach. Yay! Oh my goodness. It is right about 11:30, and y'all have to help me stay righteous with the time, okay? Help me with the time. But it is right about 11:30, December 31st, 2021. And this has been such an incredible year. I'm sorry, the fireworks right outside my window are distracting me for a second. And so, but yeah, this has been an incredible year. I am so grateful that I've made it to this year. I'm very grateful to have made it through this year. There have been some trials and tribulations, as there are with all years. And, you know, 2021 got a kind of a bad rap because came on the tail end of some pretty incredibly rough times. And so it got a bad rap. But really, you know, even though there were challenges in it, there were still also a lot of blessings in it. And that's the part that it can get lost in the sauce. It can get lost in translation. How many wonderful, beautiful things that we had. Sometimes we, you know, we look at the loss because we did lose some people. I mean, and especially the month of December, just seemed like we were, every other day there was someone, you know. And so sometimes, you know, when we're stuck in our pain and in our hurt, all we think about is ourselves and how we're feeling and everything else like that. But if you can, this may take a little work. If you can, expand your thinking. You know, try to go a little deeper. What else was there? There were a lot of other blessings there. There are a lot of, you know, once you get past the initial shock of the loss, you can then look a little further and say, but I remember this blessing. But I remember this good time. And so even though, you know, like I said, we have lost people, we can always remember them. We can always add some wonderful benefit, you know, and as long as we keep their name and their memory alive with the children, especially, you can never lose, you know. I know, so today is our work day. Lord, I was working, oh my gosh, this house, my house smells like pine saw and ham. And pine saw is not my favorite scent, and ham definitely ain't it. But cooking for ancestors, you better have some pork up in there. I'm sorry. This is just how it is. So I got a whole lot going on, but every single dish is clean. Every single shrine has been wiped down, refreshed, the cloth washed, all white, bleached. We ready. We are so ready. We have our traditional meal. Like I said, plenty of pork. I made the best cornbread I have ever tasted in my life. I know what the secret is now. So, I mean, this house, and it's amazing because I got animals. I have cats running around here. And the food, I started serving the food about 9. No one has touched not one plate. And I got plates on high altars. I got plates on low. Some of these altars are on the ground. And these cats ain't touched nothing. And so, you know, it's almost like they're respectfully waiting, you know, because when it comes to any other day, they'd be sitting on top of the shrine like, "Anne, yes, bring me my gray poupon." No, not today. Nothing has been touched. Nothing. So I know once the energy has passed, I'm sure once it hits midnight, then they're going to say, okay, time to eat. But until then, no one has touched anything. It's amazing. Thinking about 2021, thinking about 2022, and this, what we're doing, is as old as time. They've been praying in the new year. I've gone to midnight service, and, you know, I'm thinking I'm grown. They let me stay up all late, and I'm thinking I'm doing something, man, I'm in here dozing off trying to stay awake. That's what I was doing as a kid. But this year, I know as I was preparing all of this food, all the liquor, all the shrines, candles, not trying to brag, but nice candles on every shrine, I had to add some wine to my ancestors' shrine because my great aunt liked wine. You know, that was her drink. And I've always had all kind of rum and gin and all, everything else. And I was speaking to my mother, and she was like, I know you got Aunt Sandy some wine. And it just so happened I had wine at the house. And I was like, yeah, I guess I do. And, you know, as we go through, I think almost everyone in A Wonderful Approach has had to add an ancestor in the past year or two. So as we start to add ancestors to our list, we also bring on their traditions and we bring on the things that they did and things that they like onto our shrine. You know, the shrine should be, honestly, our shrine should be evolving because our ancestral body is evolving. You know, as we have younger ancestors come in or ancestors that believe different things, you know, it changes your altar. I know I always joke with my mother. I say, you know, when you become an ancestor, I'm going to get you a side plate with no swine in it, you know. And she's like, okay, thanks. Thanks. Make a plan for me to be an ancestor. But I am, you know. And those are the things, you know, when she's made vows, no, I'm not eating any pork. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. So, you know, that's as our ancestor shrine evolves, I'm going to make that change so that she'll have her own little section where she'll be like, my baby thinking about me, my child thinking about me, you know. And that's how ancestors are. I love them. This is a wonderful time of year, you know, so easy to work with them and everything. So I'm just sitting in my shrine room in a very grateful mode, very thankful, very reflective. You know, 2021, like I said, it came with lessons, blessings and lessons, okay? And I don't brush past the blessings because Lord knows God has kept me in a good mental state along with a good physical state and has allowed me to see 50. And I feel very blessed to be at this point in my life and to have these understandings about spirituality, about life, about living, about family, about anything. And so there's also been some lessons that 2021 gave that I didn't really enjoy, but I take them as with a grain of salt. Take everything with a grain of salt. And I hope I learn the lesson I'm supposed to learn so I don't have to keep repeating too many uncomfortable lessons, okay? We're all working on our prayer life. I hope we're all working on prayer life. But, you know, and I'm so blessed to see that the radio program is expanding. We have 5 programs that are going to be running. I'm going to be making sure that we're updating the A Wonderful Approach Facebook page so that we know exactly when the shows are going to be posted. But, you know, the show that we'll have monthly, the first Sunday about prayer, is really going to be one that I'm expecting everyone to be on. We got to get this prayer in place. We have to have an understanding of how good prayer is for us and begin to understand the formula that prayer follows and understand the formula, the need, help bring some familiarity there, help us to be, you know, this one body working together, understanding prayer. You know, we study, whether we believe it or not, whether we know it or not, we're constantly studying and practicing something. So the question is, what are you studying and practicing? Because if you're studying and practicing the latest rap, blah, 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 you might be in some trouble, okay? If you're studying and practicing foul language by carrying on, you know, just these really basic conversations, then that's what you're going to get good at. No matter what you study and practice, that's what you get good at. We just have to become more intentional with what we want to get good at. You know, what we want to get good at is that relationship with God, you know. What we want to get good at is having that knowledge base that we can call and ask for help, that our divine angels are so close to us and so ready and willing to help us, capable of helping us, that all we have to do is begin to open our mouth and request and ask for help. We have to know that we have earth angels. We have people here that are sent to help us through these challenges, and they are right on the spot. You always know when to get here. You always know what to do. You always know what to say. That's because God sent them. And they're not sitting there by themselves, twiddling their thumbs. God sent them. God touched them, said, go get this child. Go do this. Go do that. I know because I've been sent. And I know because I've had people send for me. You know, God has placed people in my life. And I'm like, oh, perfect timing, because if you hadn't gotten here, I don't know what I would have done. If you didn't have these words of encouragement for me right here, I don't know what I would have done. You know, if God hadn't sent you to watch over me in this moment, pray with me, hold my hand. Look, hold my hand. It takes that sometimes. You know, and there's no shame to it. Sometimes it takes somebody just extending themselves to you, and God knows that. So when we're studying prayer, there's 1,000 reasons to pray. There's 1,000 different prayers. We have to come and we have to learn. We have to get familiar. We have to get in the build. We have to get in the habit of studying. You know, if we're sitting at an average job, most jobs, we're there, 9-10 hours a day? And it's so funny, I had this conversation with Talib, and he was like, Mom, I don't think I like this job. Just some task I told him to do. And I was like, you know what, son? People don't like their job. And he looked at me kind of confused, and I'm like, yeah, you think people love waking up in the morning and racing to get this work done? No. Most people don't like their jobs, but they do it out of a necessity, for whatever the necessity is. And his shock and amazement was kind of interesting to me because he really didn't know that, hadn't fathomed it, hadn't thought about it. So, you know, we all have jobs that we prefer to do, prefer not to do. But if that's the job that you are to do, then do it. Okay? And so this is just kind of where we are. This is how we're trying to get through this year. There are some things we need going into the new year. And I know I got a nice long list, okay, of things that we need. Prayers I'm putting up intentionally. And so as we're keeping righteous on the time now, as we're counting down our time, as we're moving into our new awareness, and I want to say this, and I said it on last week's show, and it's just been confirmed time after time after time. I've gotten through quite a few New Year's readings, and I got a few more to do. But 2021 is going to be a much better year, family. If you are one of those people that you are hanging on by a string and you don't know how you've made it this far and you don't know how you're going to continue to make it, when your options is looking slim, you know, when you're starting to question, you know, God, are you there? God, can you hear me? Let me tell you that 2022 is going to be a much better, easier year, a much more joyful year. And I'm telling you the truth. I say that because, remember, Spirit showed us all this COVID stuff, showed us the difficulties, showed us the transitioning. Spirit showed us all of that before it hit. A wonderful approach. We had a heads up on the level of difficulty that this past couple of years was going to take. We knew. I'm telling you, this year is going to be better. This year is going to be easier. This year you're going to actually start to see and feel yourself getting ahead. And I am thankful for that because, you know, we've had to really hold our breath and hunker down. And we've been through some things trying to get through this last couple of years. But the light that's shining, that's coming in, is going to bring about a whole nother peace. Okay? You have to look through your front window to see it, though. So if you're going to take your time and be looking through this rearview mirror, looking through this old, outdated view of the world, you won't see the blessings that are right in front of you. We have a rearview mirror. We have three of them, dashboard, two sides. We're supposed to glance at the past so we have a reference point. But we got the window shield is bigger than all three of those put together times two, right? Gotta look forward. Fall forward. If you're going to fall, if you're going to trip, that's fine. We all fall. We all have our moments. Do it forward. 2022 is better. Keep moving forward. We're going to have to, I'm trying not to say bad words as we're trying to go into the new year, but this is not a bad word, okay? Listen to me. We're going to have to forgive the past. We're going to have to release any old feeling, outdated thinking. We got to release it, okay? Let me tell you something. Okay. I just felt everybody tense up. I swear to you, listen to me. Listen to me. We have to forgive and then release. Whoever did it, whoever hurt you, whoever did that, whoever that was, they've already gone on with their life. And you sitting up here holding grudges and stuff, let it go. Let it go. Oh, this wasn't right. That wasn't right. I don't care anymore. Let it go. And the reason why we have to do that, the reason why we can't be holding on is because Lord knows we be trespassing against other people. I'm not laughing, but Lord knows we trespass against other people. And we say the prayer, you know, the Lord's Prayer, and we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, right? This is a contract. When you say the prayers are acknowledging that God has his covenant with us, and we have a covenant with God, and this is the contract that we're going into. And we're saying that I understand that we will be forgiven as we forgive other people. Why are you holding that grudge? Why? What gives you the right? What gives you the right to think that you can hold a grudge over somebody and then turn around and want to be forgiven for the things that you do? What right do you have to that? Why does your stuff get to be brushed under the rug and you want to highlight and hold on to other people? That's not how it works. It's not godly. Not leadership. Definitely not leadership. That's not going to work. Short term, long term, no term. It doesn't work. What works is love, is compassion, is forgiveness, is kindness. Everything you need from God, we have to turn around and give to other people. See, I need God to be merciful with me. Because I'm not all there yet. I still got some issues here and there. So I need God to be merciful with me. Lord knows I need God to be patient with me. Because I can be stubborn. I can be self-righteous. I can be all those things, right? So I need God to be patient with me. So what do I need to do? I need to turn around and be patient with everything. No, I don't get to have road rage. And then, oh, God, please be patient with me. God's like, you weren't patient with my child around the corner. I need God to be loving with me. Because there's certain things that only love can heal. There's certain things that only love can get you through. Love is the strongest emotion, thought, feeling out there. Without it, we have nothing. The greatest of all is love. So what does that mean? I have to turn around and be as loving as possible. And it's easy to do when I'm being loving with people I actually love. No, but God didn't say be loving with people you love. God said be loving. He didn't designate who. He didn't say only to the people that look like you. It doesn't say only to the people who've been nice to you, the people that bigged you up, the people that supported you. No, God said be nice, be kind. That's everybody. So if we can go into 2022, if we can begin to understand that we have set up these contracts for our own good. These contracts help us. They're called prayers, and they're contracts between us, our spirit, and we've really got to follow the order of the contract. So if we can do anything coming into 2022, be forgiveness, release, love. If I can give three things, and I'm calling everyone next year to say, where's your forgiveness? What did you release? And where is the love? How are we going to see the love? Love of self, love of situation, love for your fellow man. Where's the love at? Where are we going to see it? We got some work to do, but it's going to be easier to do it. I thank God. I thank God for the ease. I thank God for my ancestors coming through. I mean, we have really been blessed to get to this point. I feel so blessed to know that my prayers have been answered. I had a friend call and ask, well, what do you want this year? I want all the same thing I wanted last year and the year before. I want to know that my blessings are coming through. I want to feel protected under God's umbrella. I want to evolve more spiritually. You know, there's so much that I want out there that I know God's going to take care of. I know it because I followed the covenant. I followed the order. I followed the contract. And now the time, the contract is coming due, okay? What you spend time on, all the seeds that you've placed in the ground, it's harvest time, okay? Be where your seeds are. Don't be where you ain't putting no seeds, okay? You know, your little field, I hope you were there nurturing it. I hope you were there watering it. You know, I hope you were taking care of where you put your seeds at, because that's the only thing that's going to help us get through. Okay? Got it? I hope everybody has a plan for that. You know, like I said, I'll be making my phone calls today. I had so many wonderful people reach out to me. I'm sorry, I was cleaning. I was cleaning. I was cooking. I was praying. I was singing. I was in such a moment. You know, my teenager who stays up to the crack of dawn most nights, he has been passed out since probably about 7 o'clock. He said, Mom, it's burning hot in here. Now, granted, it was 80 degrees, but you know, I have the AC on. The AC keeps kicking on. That's how hot it is. And he's been out for the count. So the energy has been kicking. I'm so thankful. I hope everybody really spent the time to get their year reading, their first of the year reading, so you can know where to focus your energy. I want to thank sincere from the, I wouldn't say the bottom of my heart, but I would say from the bottom of my toes, I want to thank all of A Wonderful Approach. You have held me up when up was difficult. You know, we have been a support system to each other, and I am thankful for it. You know, we work together and we help to create new understandings for people. We work together and we have, you know, we create this big sacrifice for God and hoping that we're doing God's work correctly and that it pleases the Most High. We work. Greetings. Can you hear me now? My phone just kind of cut off. I don't know what that is. So please tell me if you can hear me. Okay, gotcha. All right. So I was just saying my sincere thanks. Now we've got to go into the prayers because we're walking into the new year. And the prayer that I wanted to do, you know, the big one, the one I felt down in my spirit was 1 Corinthians. This also is my mother's favorite prayer. And as the years go by, you know, those relationships get real, real important. So I wanted to, you know, say this one for her, the greatest gift. Though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains that have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, nor does it behave rudely. Nor does it seek its own. Love is not easily provoked, nor think no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquities, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But when there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. But there is knowledge, it will vanish. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then what is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, stood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now, faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So I wish everyone joy, happiness, pleasure, whatever your heart's desire, coming into the new year. I want to thank you again for doing New Year's with me. I think this is our fourth year in a row of praying and coming together. I ask that everybody is safe, be healthy, be well, enjoy your new year. We're counting down. I'm just going to open up everybody's phone line. I just amen, hallelujah, happy new year, whatever you want to say. Now's the time to say it. You know, let's make some noise on the airwaves. I think I can get enough people on. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year.
We made
it. We make it over.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Look,
bless the Savior, family.
This has not been easy, family, but we made it. We're here.
Yay.
And now it's time.
Hallelujah.
Yay. Shout it out.
Yay.
Now, forget to just kiss the person closest to you. Bring in your new year with your loved ones. I thank you for taking this time out to be with us. And we're going to keep growing, keep building, keep everything from here. Got it?
All right.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Look, I hear it. Good grief.
Oh, that's the bird. That's the bird.
Okay. Okay. I am not mad at you. family. Thank you so much. All right, peace. Wow.